All right, I think we're ready. You guys ready?
Yeah, by the way, so with Rusev, what specifically are we talking about tonight?
So when it comes to Rusev, I want to share some ideas as to how he might come back, see what you guys think about these ideas, how you would like to see him come back, how you would book him when he comes back, and, you know, just anything that comes to mind when it comes to that. We'll go over some of Rusev's, like, the last time he was in WWE and what he was doing after and, like, you know, what led to him coming back to the WWE. So
the complete mismanagement of his career in AEW.
Yeah, we can get into that, you know, just
thing that he did before he left, but after he left, I've got nothing because I don't watch that.
I kept up with quite a bit of it in the wrestling news, so I can touch base on that.
Yeah, so we'll see where the conversation goes. I know it's just going to be us three, so I would still like to keep the same system going and try not to talk over each other. Yeah.
Mute the mic.
Yeah, so we're going to go live now, y'all.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Stud Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Snug Wrestling Podcast. I am Edgar. I'm hosting this thing. Toxic and BT Knight, they're not here with us anymore. No, I shouldn't say that. That sounds wrong. Today, they're not here with us. But I do have Mr. Blood and I have Tommy with me. What's up, fellas? How y'all doing? Today we're going to be talking about another return that has been added to the WWE roster. It's being reported now that Rusev is going to be coming back to the WWE. 7 days ago, about a week ago, Rusev was reported that he was seen at WWE headquarters. And then it was officially announced that he did sign again with the WWE. Mr. Blood, what were your first thoughts when you first heard about this report that Rusev is coming back to the WWE?
My first thoughts were, it's about damn time. And quite honestly, you know, when he left, and honestly, I can't remember at this point because it's been so long if he was released or if he left on his own and didn't want to re-sign. But, I mean, it's about time. Like, it's aggravating because the first time he was here, he was so good. Mm-hmm. So good. He had high profile matches with John Cena's of all, like, you know, like, I mean, he had a really good run, and him and Aiden English with the Rusev Day thing. I mean, that was so over. And it just goes to show you, Rusev is one of those talents that is a clear example of Vince McMahon's being out of touch, because Vince McMahon famously told Rusev that the people weren't actually, you know, alongside Rusev. They were laughing at him and just in on it like it was a joke. Like, he wasn't actually over. That the fans were just having fun with it, but they weren't actually into the Rusev Day thing. That tells you just how out of touch it was. Even though the merch sales were out of the water, Vince legit thought that it was a joke and a fluke and that the fans were just making fun of Rusev Day. And that right there tells you that the man who thinks that the dumbest things in the world are funny has no idea what real, you know, comedic timing is, has no idea what real fan connection is, what the fans really want. Just because fans think something is funny doesn't mean they're making fun of it. It means they're having fun with it and they are enjoying it. And his absence really, really, I feel like you really felt it on the roster, because him and Cesaro both were two names when they left that I was like, oh, that sucks. Yeah. Because you love to see them perform. You love to see them work. They were both great workers. They both could be solid on the mic when given the ample amount of time. And on the way out, they were both kind of riding some serious highs there. I mean, and I felt awful for Rusev that they gave him that horrible cuck storyline with Lana and Bobby Lashley and all that other crap that Dolph Ziggler's thrown in the mix. And it was like, dude, what are we doing here with his character? What are you doing here? It was like completely purposefully ruining him for no reason. It felt like it was intentional.
I think it was intentional. Yeah, I think it felt like it was.
It did feel like it, right? It felt like no one as smart as Vince is apparently supposed to be could see how successful something is and not be ruining it by accident. It just, like, come on. I mean, you know, it's like when Cesaro left. One of his last high profile matches was feuds was with Seth Rollins, okay, at Wrestle Freaking Mania. So it's one of those things where I look at his character and I'm just glad he's back because
Vince, he's not back yet, but
I'm glad he's going to be, but Vince didn't see what I know Triple H sees in him, because Triple H, because if I remember correctly, Rusev was an NXT guy too. So, but as far as it's concerned, when you look at Rusev, Triple H used to be a body guy. Like Vince was a body guy before Triple H wisened up and became an indies guy. You know, like let's pull the no names out and let these guys shine. Triple H is gonna give Rusev the booking that he deserved the entire time. And if they do bring Rusev Day back, if Miro wants it back, I hope that maybe if we're lucky, hey, maybe Aiden English gets a phone call.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Well, we'll see.
Come on. You can't have Rusev Day without Rusev Day.
I think you can definitely have Rusev. The people will not forget Rusev Day at all. Tommy, well, how are you feeling about seeing Rusev coming back?
I'm with Blood on this. It's about damn time. Rusev is one of those characters where you look at the entirety of the company after he left and you felt it.
Yeah.
Because Rusev was just that big. The fact that Vince didn't see that is a bit concerning.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he acts like he's this big guy who can actually book things. Truth is, he can't. It's like, I wish Rusev was used a whole lot better than he was. Because Rusev, as a character, that one match that he had at WrestleMania, when he came out, I believe, like, I know it was in some sort of car, he was on the back of it, or something like that. I cannot remember for the life of me which WrestleMania that was. But that match just, and I know that with Vince, it was more of a, hey, we have a Russian here, let's put him against an American. Because he was notorious for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. But I know for a fact, just like Blood said, Vince will use... Triple H will use him so much better than Vince ever did. Mm-hmm. He truly will. And I cannot wait to see once he finally returns fully.
Yeah.
What Triple H is going to do with him.
Well, we'll get into that. I have a few ideas here. Some things that I read and some things that that we could potentially see. Yeah, but going back to what Blood was saying, he was released from the WWE. And I think after the way that he went out, the last storyline that he had in WWE, the thing with Bobby Lashley, which was ridiculous. And then he gets this opportunity, one of the many wrestlers that gets this new opportunity to go to a new company and really show what he has. You know, shortly after his release from the WWE, he goes to AEW. And I think we can say that his run in AEW, it wasn't that great. It wasn't that great. I'm sorry. I love Rusev. I'm such a big fan of his in the WWE. Everything that he did as the United States champion, feuding with Cena, everything up until the whole Bobby Lashley thing. And then he goes to AEW, he gets a fresh start, and it's just like, man, it's just, he wasn't booked properly there either, which is kind of unfortunate. So I'm really excited to see, to hear that he's actually coming back. So let's get into how we would like to see Rusev come back. What do you guys think is going to happen? I want to get things started like this. I have this report here from WrestleTalk, and they had some pretty good ideas about this. So I'm going to go down the list. They have five ways that they would bring in Rusev, potential feuds and matches that they can have for him set up. Number five is a feud with John Cena. John Cena, he's in this farewell tour. You know, this has history. This has everything. You know, it takes you, it'll take people back 10 years, you know, to 2015 to their feud at, I believe it was at WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken. So let's go with that first.
I believe that was the one that I was referring to.
Yeah. So how are you guys feeling about this idea, the feud with John Cena? Mr. Blood?
I would be okay with it as like a mini feud, a filler feud, to be honest. I want John Cena's last year to be filled with a bit more high-profile dream matches, some things we either haven't seen before or some conclusions to stories we haven't seen conclude yet. Like, I want one more match with him and Punk. I want one more match with him and Randy. But I'd also like to see him have some first evers, him and Braun Breaker, you know, like things like that, you know? So it's one of those things where if it's like a 2 week, 3 week filler feud to a Saturday night main event, I'm cool with it. I don't want to see a whole feud taking up so many weeks of John Cena's time in the last, you know, at this point, 8 months of his run. You know what I'm talking about? It's just going to be interesting to see Rusev back in WWE on the main roster in feuds without CJ Perry, AKA his ex-wife now, Lana, having anything to do with him. So we've also got to try to figure out what his presentation looks like. If there's no Aiden English, there's no CJ Perry, AKA Lana. If he returns, what, you know, if you're going to put him in a feud with someone like Cena, what is the presentation going to have to be? You know, so I'm fine with it, but for like a Saturday night main event filler feud.
Yeah. What about you, Tommy?
I don't know. I really don't. My problem is, if we did that, that would guarantee that he would have to come back at some point this year. And yep. The problem with that, especially if Cena ends up winning the Undisputed title at Mania, where does he fit? With this farewell tour, where would he fit?
Yeah, that's true. Do you guys remember Veer? So the first time I saw Veer, the first thing I thought of was Rusev. Like, he reminded me of Rusev so much. The foreign heel, you know? And that was just another guy. He even had like a quick, like, singles presentation or video package on Raw a couple times. And I'm like, oh, they're finally going to do something with Veer, because he just had that look that reminded me so much of Rusev. And then he just disappeared. They just never did anything with him. So that's another reason why I'm pumped to see Rusev. And you guys want to talk about presentation, I think they just bring back the Bulgarian Brute. I think if you bring him back like that, if you present him like the badass that he was back in 2015, then I don't think you need Lana I don't think you need Aiden English.
Just make him, don't water him down as much. If you're going to bring him back as the Bulgarian Brute, I want to see Triple H's version of what the Bulgarian Brute should be. Like, when I think of like what I think the Bulgarian Brute should have always been, I'm thinking of what they have like Bronson Reed doing, or like Braun Breaker doing, like physically destroying people mercilessly. Mm-hmm. Like, not like he stomps, crush, puts him in a freaking, you know, a submission hold. You know, like, I want to see like straight up, like, if he's Bulgarian Brute, this is, put him on Monday Night Raw on Netflix, where they can do all the blood, they can do all the cussing, they can do all the violence and the real hard-hitting aggression. That is where I think the Bulgarian Brute's going to shine. Show me how much of a tank this guy can be. Not a watered down PG version of what a monster heel is, what Triple H's version of a monster heel is.
Yeah. Here's another one. This is number four on their list. And now that we're talking about all of these potential matches that he could be having, which we'll get into some of the dream matches that we could see, that we want to see for Rusev, WrestleTalk's number four, their idea is, speaking of AEW, Rusev's final match as Miro in AEW was versus Andrade. Their idea is to redo his AEW feud with Andrade, Rusev versus Andrade in the WWE. What do you guys think about that?
The first thing that pops into my head is, I don't know. The big reason why is because of the fact that I didn't really get to see that feud very much. You two did, but
you know who Andrade is. You know who Rusev is. Forget everything that happened with AEW. That doesn't matter. How would you like to see them both now?
Honestly, I would love it. Mm-hmm. I really would. These two, both of them, are absolute powerhouses, and I would love to see them go head to head.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they have in the WWE.
No. And let's be honest, if they do match up on SmackDown or whatever, they're not going to talk about their feud in AEW. So it's not, that doesn't matter anyway. But Blood, what about you?
I think that they were kind of two passing ships in the night. Because I think like Andrade El Idolo version, like when he was there the first time, kind of picking up some steam in the mid card, I think that was like when Rusev was on his way kind of out, when Andrade was kind of on his way in. And so in AEW, whatever their feud was there, because I didn't see it because I'd already kind of stopped watching, that is neither here nor there. I'm more interested in what they can do here in the dub, in the Fed. So when I think of that, I think of how insanely talented Andrade is. Like, you can pick any match out of his best of seven with Carmelo Hayes, and it's a classic. So, like, for me, when I know that Andrade can go, I know that Miro, Rusev can go, I think you've got yourself one of those feuds that in WWE, if done right, and with these two, it'd be done right. Give them 12 to 15 minutes on a mid-card or on the mid-card on a pay-per-view as a re-entry feud for Rusev to come back, because he should come back as a heel if you're going to do Bulgarian Brute. That'll be the show stealer match of the night that gets this is awesome chance, I'm telling you. It really would be. I would be fine with that if it was a reintroduction feud back into the WWE for Rusev. I would be totally fine with that.
And their number three for WrestleTalk's ideas to bring back Rusev to the WWE is a surprise World Heavyweight Champion after WrestleMania 41. What about Rusev versus Jey Uso if he wins it at WrestleMania? Or if Gunther retains, which let's be honest, Gunther's going to retain. Rusev versus Gunther after WrestleMania 41.
So here's the cool thing. My dream match for Rusev is Gunther. I was thinking about that on Monday. That is the number one match I want to see. When Rusev returns, I want to see Rusev versus Gunther, the Bulgarian Brute versus the Austrian Ring General. I want to see it. You want to talk about a hard-hitting, big, meaty men slapping meat match? You know what I think of? You want to know what I think of when I think Gunther versus Rusev?
I don't think I do.
I think Gunther versus Sheamus. That hard-hitting, bleeding chest, beat red, bruised, battered, covered in sweat, 18-minute knockdown, drag out.
You really love
no
Sheamus,
gas
huh?
left in the tank match, because when I think of like the style, there's certain like styles you can kind of lump wrestlers in with. When I think of a Sheamus, I think of a Sheamus, a Drew McIntyre, a Rusev, a Cesaro, things like that. You know what I mean? Big, tough guy, foreign European guys that are just hard-hitting, stiff-styled guys from the indie scene. That's what I think of those guys. Gunther is in that exact tier with those guys. Okay? So when I think of that echelon of wrestler and performer, Rusev versus the Bulgarian brute version of Rusev, although he'd have to be a babyface in that situation, versus Gunther, I want to see it. I want to see it. And I don't even care if it's for a title. I just want to see that. Because you want to talk about, you know, wrestling is a physical sport. Bro, no one's leaving that match without blood on their chest. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you right now, when you initially pitched this specific episode, the first thing that popped into my head is put him in the damn ring with Gunther. Talking two big boys, men that are known for slapping the hell out of their opponent until they are bloody or beat red. These two would have a banger of a match. Like, these two would just go at it. And I could see this match going for like a 20, 25 minute match easily. Mm-hmm. That is the first match that I thought of.
Yeah, absolutely. And man, just can you imagine like the reaction, or like say Jey Uso wins at WrestleMania, right? You know, he shows up to Raw after Mania. I did it. I beat Gunther, and he's on his high horse. And then if that music hits, that Rusev music hits, it's
Rusev
just like,
Mushika. Rusev Mushika.
Oh, fuck. Damn it. You know, but also at the same time, Rusev can't just come in and just get a title shot right off the bat, right? But still, you know.
No, I could see his first match being Gunther.
Yeah. Or just maybe, hey, I'm here now, and
I can see his first match being Gunther post a Gunther loss at Mania. I can't see his first match being Gunther if Gunther retains, because I think that's just, you can't just, hey, I'm back now, give me a world title run, you know, like.
No, but you can.
I don't want it for the title. I still want Jay to beat Gunther at Mania.
Yeah, like, I don't need Rusev to be in a title match. I just want to see him slap the hell out of people.
Yeah, yes. But it'll still be a good way to come in and just be like, hey, I see champ. Yeah. Like, I'm coming
like
for
put
you.
Put him on notice.
Yeah, put him on notice. Like,
because Rusev is a completely different animal than Gunther. Gunther is a calculated animal, right? Like, Rusev is a wild animal.
To have a return for Rusev than to put him up against someone who is also known for their mind games and for just beating the living crap out of their.
Yeah, and Rusev's brute force, brute strength, too. That's why it'd be so cool to see him versus Gunther, or even him versus Jay, but him versus Gunther, because you got Gunther who's going to address the match in a calculated, a meticulous way. He's going to try to wear him down, chop him down, break him down piece by giant tree trunk piece. But Rusev is going to be like a bulldozer on his side, and his side is calculated brute force because he's much stronger than Gunther. So, but if it was like him versus Jay already has an uphill battle to climb psychologically with Gunther, but also in ring psychology wise with Gunther, because Gunther's in-ring psychology is miles above Jay's. So if you have someone like Rusev in there as an opponent, well, then Jay just has to think about brute force, but he's going to underestimate Rusev because Rusev can also be very calculated when he's using brute force. Jay isn't the only one who uses a super kick. People forget that Bulgarian kick that Rusev has used to be a signature. A very large, giant, jumping step fucking super kick right in the face. And that's a lot of fucking leg coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This other one that they had, this is their number two idea of top five ways of bringing Rusev to the WWE. This is from WrestleTalk. I'm not really a fan of this one, and it's reunite with Lana on screen. Now, I know why a lot of people love Lana or whatever, and it makes sense, you know, for them to be together on screen because of the history. But like I've seen it so many times already. Not just in WWE. They did it in AEW. The stuff that they were doing in AEW, I wasn't really that crazy about either. So I'm like, I don't need to see that. I don't need to see that again. I don't think Rusev needs Lana anymore at this point. But would you guys want to see Rusev come back with Lana or maybe eventually down the line?
Quickest answer possible. No. I love Lana. I get it. She used to be his manager. But no. I do not want those two back together. And I get why people do. But no. I really would rather him have a singles run without it.
Me personally, no. And not just for the, because look, I love Lana as well. I really like them together as a grouping. I loved it when she turned face on him. But like, for me personally, the last time we saw Lana, CJ Perry, for those of you who are just AEW diehards, in WWE, she was still an active wrestler, and they were doing this weekly fucking spot where they just kept putting her through a table over and over and over and over again. The announcer table, if you remember that, Nia Jax just kept putting her through tables.
It was like 8 or 9 tables, I think.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a gimmick. She begged to do it. Rusev, behind the scenes at the time, in real life, didn't want to do it because he was worried about her safety, didn't want her to get injured. And then she's like, well, I want to do it. They fought about it. Vince made it a thing where it became a running gag every week. How many times can we put Lana through the table kind of thing to amuse himself? You give Vince a stupid idea, he thinks it's the funniest shit in the world. So, I mean, look, if Lana ever came back to WWE, I'd want to see her as a wrestler or see how far she's come as a wrestler or make her a general manager or something like that. You know, but we got to remember, in real life, these two have split up. They broke up last year. They ended their marriage last year. So, and I don't know if they've reconciled, but the last time I heard, they reconciled.
Yeah, they got back together. Okay. I think they even renewed their wedding vows or something like that.
So for me, because they've already, the business brought them together, but the business also broke them apart. I don't want to see these two in another working on-screen relationship together, because from what Lana's explained, CJ Perry in real life, Rusev has always kind of been a controlling guy and kind of overprotective. And I think that just bogs down. He can't focus on having great matches and having a great feud. He's constantly worried about what his wife is doing. And I think that just, it gets in your head as a performer, and you're not focused on being the best performer you can be. You're just focused on your partner who also works with you. And that's a distraction. So I don't want them together, because I also feel like Lana would distract from Rusev. So I don't know, you know, I mean, you know how it is. All the thirsty people out there, the thirst trappers and everything, they look at Lana and that's all they think about. That's all they'll be talking about in every segment online, any WWE upload. Rusev won't get his due because everybody will be distracted by her. So I don't think she should be anywhere near him on screen.
Yeah. And especially how WWE program has been going lately. Yeah. They probably don't want to get, thrown in the drama with, oh yeah, Lana, that's why Rusev is in my DMs or something stupid like that.
Oh God, no. Great way to destroy your real relationship.
Yeah, and with that, I promise you, all of the thirst trappers and all of that, all they'd be doing is just drooling over Lana.
The first thing that comes to mind for me is how viral that video of Lana getting that back adjustment went. And it went viral because it was CJ Perry, and it was thirst trap viral for like 2 months. And Rusev is in that video because she was getting adjusted in their home. And all anybody focused on was how annoyed and uncomfortable Rusev looked having another man touch her. And I'm like, dude, I don't want that kind of distraction in my WWE. You know what I mean? Because guys will go off script and yeah, it'll ruin it. She's fantastic, but she will distract from how great he can be on his own.
Yeah, maybe. But definitely not a fan of that. And then, but yeah, I mean, it's a different era. If Lana comes back with Rusev, I don't think we'll be seeing any fucking storylines like the ones that we did before. But for now, let's see what he can do on his own. That's what I want to see. All right, you guys, and then number one for WrestleTalk's top five ideas of how to bring Rusev back to the WWE is target the WWE United States Champion on SmackDown, which right now, currently, is LA Knight. I mean, this would kind of be picking up where Rusev left off, kind of, last time he was in the WWE. He is a former United States Champion. And, man, it would just... The United States title picture right now is pretty good. It's not the greatest, but Rusev would definitely make it a whole lot better if you add him to the mix. Especially with what's going on right now, which we'll get into more. How do you guys feel about Rusev coming back instead? Maybe not go after Jay or Gunther, whoever the world champion is. Or, I mean, we are assuming, because they said world champion, they're talking about Jay or Gunther. But there's also a champion on SmackDown. But regardless, United States champion title picture for Rusev when he comes back. Would you guys want to see that?
See, I don't want to see Gunther come back in and jump into a world title spot, but it would not bother me.
You mean Rusev?
What did I say?
Gunther.
It wouldn't bother me if Rusev came back, or it would bother me if Rusev came back and jumped in on a world title picture. It wouldn't bother me if he came back and jumped in on a mid-card title picture, because we need a shakeup on SmackDown really, really badly now. Like, it's kind of hard to watch sometimes. The booking is just versus where the scene was a year ago. I never thought I'd say this, but they should have left it on Logan Paul. This is what we were going to do with it. And that hurts for me to say. I loved Rusev as the U.S. champ. I thought he was a great U.S. champion, because he was also U.S. champion when he was sort of hitting his really big stride when Lana was still his manager. He was getting, honored by medals and stuff by the army and stuff. He came out on a tank at Mania, if I remember correctly, didn't they let John Cena beat him for that title at that Mania? Or did he retain? Yeah. So it's one of the things where it's like, that's one of those times where Cena should have lost, so we could have kept getting a great run. But I would love to see
Cena Rusev come Hogan. In.
Yeah. No, I would love to see Rusev come in and get back in the U.S. title scene. But you know what I'd really like to see him do when he gets in the U.S. title scene? I'd love to see him get in the U.S. title scene, and then they inject Andrade back into the title scene. Then they inject Carmelo Hayes into the U.S. title scene. Then they inject Drew McIntyre into the U.S. title scene. And then we can get all these amazing matches that we know we're going to get set up all for this title to make that U.S. title prestigious. And I know what a lot of people are going to say. You want to put Drew back in the mid-card title scene? Dude, just give the man a championship. I mean, what's he going to do? Treat it as a demotion from the world title scene? He's already been a two-time world champion. Okay? So what? It's not a demotion. We're saying, hey, we trust you. To help elevate this part of the division back up, it desperately needs someone like you, and we're going to let you run it as champion, and then let Rusev chase it, coming after either Jacob Fatu or freaking LA Knight or Carmelo Hayes or Andrade or Drew McIntyre. Tell me if any of those matches sound bad with Rusev involved in a match. You know what match I really want to see? I would love to see Drew McIntyre versus fucking Rusev. I would love that shit. That would be great. We've never seen that, by the way. I would love to see that. That's a first time ever with Drew on top form at the peak of his career, by the way. Not three-man band, which is what he was the last time Rusev was in the company. No. Let's get big, beefy, Scottish psychopath Drew. in a match with Rusev, you know how great that would be, bro? Two brutes going at it. Take my money, bro. That's a mid-card I want to see. Rusev versus Jacob Fatu? Come on, bro. Take my money.
Yeah. With this, I honestly think that LA Knight is losing at Mania to Jacob. And I would absolutely love to see a match between Rusev and Jacob Fatu. Especially with, as it has been shown, Jacob now has the fourth longest undefeated streak since with the debut. That's Jacob. And I would absolutely love to see both of these men go at it. Especially with Jacob's style. Jacob is notorious for going at it, going strong. Like, just the moonsault that he does. I would love to see that shit. Like, Jacob and Rusev would be an amazing match, to the point where my immediate response is either him versus Gunther or him versus Jacob. One of those two need to happen at Mania. Those are Mania caliber matches right now.
The one thing I have to say about him versus Jacob is, because Jacob is on an undefeated streak, we have to do it strategically to where we don't feed Rusev a loss that quick on a return, because we want to build him up as the Bulgarian brute, right? We want to build him up as a real threat on a return. You don't want to say, hey, they didn't treat you great in AEW, and you only wrestled one match in all of 2024, so come back here, we'll have you lose immediately. You don't want to do that, because you automatically kill a stock right there dead on arrival, right? We want to make sure that when he comes back, he's treated as a real threat, a real mountain to climb, a real threat to overcome. But that means we got to kind of keep Jacob and Rusev eyeing each other, but keeping away from each other at the same time, right? Don't let them interact. Let them chase each other without it ever culminating in a match right away. Because I think if you play it right, the smart thing you can do is you can have Jacob eat his first loss to Rusev after you've let Jacob make that title great. And it doesn't have to be a first loss with the title. He could lose his first match before losing that title. But there needs to be something where we let Jacob run with that title for a bit, really spice up that U.S. title scene by involving it with someone of his wrestling caliber and intensity. Then let Rusev kind of just, you know, sit there like a shark circling chum. Just like, I'm coming for that thing.
Yeah, that's why.
Let Jacob actually feel threatened by the ferocity you have rebuilt up in Rusev's character. So now, for the first time, maybe since Braun Strowman, Jacob actually feels threatened by someone like Rusev. And now you've got a great story of doubt to tell. Can I overcome that guy? And I think you've got yourselves a great match.
That's why I say Mania, because just imagine the This Is Awesome chance and all of that with those two in the ring at Mania.
If you have them go on a great, if you have them both collectively go on a great tear throughout the rest of this year, a returning Rusev, let Rusev build up a winning streak too. Let Jacob hold on to that U.S. championship. Make it so no one can beat Jacob until you have risen his stock to the peak of that division, and you have re-risen Rusev's stock to the peak. And now they're not just ships passing in the night. Nah, dude, they're two ships on a collision course, bro. Next year, Mania season, now you're going to get, when they, I can picture it, they're both in the Royal Rumble. First time they stand face to face, because you've kept them apart all year. You built them up to go on these separate tears. And when they're in the Rumble at the same time, staring eye to eye, everybody's down and they go face to face. Listen to the arena. They're going to go crazy for it. Then you know that's your Mania match.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm so pumped for this, because, like, we're looking at, like, if you look at the main event picture right now, like, you got all these things happening with, you know, Cena and Cody and then Roman and Punk and Seth and Drew and all these people, when we're thinking about like the Royal Rumble, there's so many people that could win it, right? When we're thinking about the title picture, there's so many potential champions, like, you know, all those people that I named. And then you add Rusev to that mix. It's just so lovely to think about the matches that we could see potentially. Rusev versus Bronson Reed. Rusev versus Damian Priest. Rusev versus Drew McIntyre. Rusev versus Jacob Fatu. Rusev versus, like, the list just goes on and on and on. And I mean, how would you guys, like, I know we just went over, you know, some of the ideas that WrestleTalk had or whatever, but, like, how would you personally like to see him come in? Like, out of everyone, just one, like, your top dream match out of everyone for Rusev.
We've already discussed it. Mm-hmm. We truly have. Take my money. Gunther loses at Mania. Have those two slap at it.
Gunther and Rusev. What about you, Blood?
Gunther and Rusev.
I kind of hyped myself up. So now, honestly, because it depends on what brand you bring him back onto, right? Yeah. Because my dream match, like, if I'm just fantasy booking out my ass, you know, maybe they're, you know what? Because I can see them bringing him back, but at the draft. So, as like a surprise draft entrant, I think if I had it my way, I would get Drew. What the fuck did I do with my hair? If I had it my way, I would get Drew back on the same roster as Sheamus and Gunther, right? And then get Rusev on that exact same roster. And because it's possible to draft, my dream match, I'm telling you right now, it'll be the only match I care about when it's in the middle of a feud. Sheamus versus Drew versus Gunther versus Rusev. Fatal four-way, number one contendership match to get back to whatever title they're trying to chase. You want to talk about big, meaty men slapping meat until that meat is tender and bleeding down your chest. Pause. Like, you want to talk about the most physical match, the most car crash match you have seen in a while. Put Sheamus, Drew, Gunther, and Rusev in a fatal four-way, battling it out for a number one contendership spot for the World Heavyweight Championship or the Undisputed, depending on what happens after the draft. Bro. And I don't mean put that shit on a Raw or a SmackDown. No, 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 no. In the words of The Rock, no, 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 no. Put that shit on a pay-per-view, on a PLE. Make it the, you know, the middle of the card. Make it the semi-main event, number one contendership match. Whatever it is, put it on the biggest possible stage you can that is going to get the most eyes, the most time with no commercial interruptions, no ad interruptions. Give that match 25 fucking minutes, and it's going to come down to who can stand the most pain the longest, because not a single one of those guys is known for wrestling soft. So that is my dream match booking for Rusev. Because, man, we already saw what fucking Gunther, Sheamus, Andrew could do in a triple threat at Mania. Throw Gunther in there? Oh, my God, bro. Ice baths and shiatsu massages are going to be required the very next morning.
I'm going to have to go with Rusev versus Jacob Fatu. Once Jacob Fatu wins the United States title. Honestly, like, kind of like you guys said, this shit don't need a title. It doesn't even need a title. This type of match is just, you know, it would be a fucking one hell of a match. Jacob Fatu versus Rusev. That's the match for me. That's the one I want to see. But we have yet to see what's going to happen with Rusev. Hopefully he comes back sooner than later, man. WWE is...
I am breathing heavily after that because holy shit. That entire idea just took my breath away right there.
WWE, man, they're bringing back a lot of people, a lot of big names, a lot of great names like Rusev. Aleister Black is yet to show up, or Malakai Black, whatever they're going to call him. Pretty sure Aleister Black. Now we got Rusev. We just got Rey Fénix. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's exciting.
Hopefully if everything goes right, Paige.
Who?
If everything goes right.
Who?
Paige.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The one thing that I am worried about on a logistical level, the potentiality of bringing all these big names back. A lot of people think Brock Lesnar might be coming back at Mania, you know, to interfere in the triple threat with Rollins, Punk, and Roman, and Heyman.
You got
to think, let's say they do bring someone like him back. Think of the contract size. You got to think, Rusev, they're not going to pay him pennies. They're taking a guy that AEW fucked up, they're bringing him back to treat him right. Contract size. They take Paige and they bring her back. She was a huge name in the women's division and no one wanted to see her go. Contract size. You know, like you got to think, they just brought in Rey Fénix. They just brought in Penta. They're bringing in all these people. You've got to wonder. They're going to have to clear some space. And that leads me to the fear of who's getting released for all these people to come back in.
At this point, if I were to give this era a name, it would not be the Triple H era. It would be the Return era at this point.
Now, for me, I thought this entire era since the Bloodline story started, I always thought the term that it should have been coined permanently was the one that the internet gave it, which was the Renaissance era. I thought that was perfect for what's happening. It's a renaissance for the entire wrestling community. From AEW's meteoric rise to TNA's resurgence and teaming up with WWE to ROH being bought by AEW to New Japan getting bigger to CMLL getting bigger. You know, like when I think about NXT exploding, when I think about like where professional wrestling is today, it's a renaissance because let's be 100% honest here. Vince destroyed professional wrestling for a long time. He ruined it for so many people. His booking destroyed the love people had for pro wrestling. And in the last 4 years of this Bloodline story, to his credit, it was him who started it, but it was really Roman and Paul's idea. He just ran with it. And he was only around for the first 2 years before he got the can the first time. And then a lot of that was Triple H and Nick Khan just really working their butts off to make it incredible. I think that this has to be the Renaissance era because look at everything that's happening. John Cena's back, The Rock's back, CM Punk is back. You know, like you got to think of Rusev is coming back, Malakai Black is coming back, potentially Paige is coming back. You got like, I mean, we are in an explosive period here. We're also in the Renaissance of the main event scene being so stacked. You could put that title on any of 15 different people and it would be great. You know, like, I mean, we're truly spoiled right now. The WrestleMania 41 booking lackluster nature aside, it's just been one kind of lull, mid period for Triple H and Nick Khan's booking. But if you take it as like a culmination of 5 years here with Triple H really writing, Nick Khan really backing up his plays, Ari Emanuel taking over WWE and Endeavor and giving Vince the get the hell out of here. It has allowed wrestling to truly reignite the flames that it lost in the Ruthless Aggression era. And so I think that when we're bringing these guys back who didn't get their due, like a Rusev, you know, we're really going to finally get to see an AEW who also dropped the ball with them, not just Vince, but Tony Khan dropped the ball with these people too, to see Rusev really what I think will be for the very first time, we're really going to get to see Rusev the way he always should have been. I'm so excited for it because I don't think it's going to be a Rusev that we've ever seen, because it's going to be two people, you know, behind his creative in Triple H and Nick that actually give a shit about his fucking character, legitimately want to write the best shit for him. They have named one person that since they've returned that they have honestly fucked up the writing for or messed up. They have given these guys, even these AEW guys, they have been given these guys some serious.
Well, the only one they haven't really been using a whole lot like I thought they would was Andrade.
True. But I think a lot of that comes down to the split between him and Charlotte backstage. I really do think that their divorce played a major factor in that. But at the same time, I mean, look, Ricky Saints, Penta, Rey Fénix.
Wait, hold that thought. Hold that thought real quick. Go ahead, Tommy.
You're talking about returns, though, that Triple H has kind of fumbled the entirety of the Wyatt Six.
No, he hasn't fumbled that at all. Uncle Howdy got injured last year. That's why they're not on TV. He's on injury right now. That's because they can't do creative for them if he's not there to be there, because he's the leader of the group. But he didn't fumble the Wyatt Six. Uncle Howdy got hurt. So I can't blame that one on Triple H. If the guy who leads the group and who is the charisma vacuum that is Uncle Howdy can't be there to be charismatic and be there all the time and travel with injury, well, what are you supposed to do with the rest of the group? Just have them be there and be mid-card fodder? No, they need stories, but you need Uncle Howdy there to tell those stories.
Yeah, I think we're getting off topic now, you guys. But yeah, when it comes to Rusev, that is, we've yet to see what's going to happen, but I hope it's going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting to see, but everyone, let us know what you guys think about all this. Hit us up and give us your predictions. How would you like to see Rusev come in? And yeah, let us know what you think. Hit us up at Snug Wrestling. Yep. My name is Edgar. I'm the host. And don't forget to leave a star rating and leave a review. Thanks, Blood. Thank you, Tommy. And we'll see you guys very, very soon.
Yay.
Yay. Oh.